The UN Security Council debated the Palestinian question and prospects for peace in terms of the peace plan for Gaza and the deteriorating humanitarian conditions in the occupied West Bank. The meeting comes after Israel's Security Cabinet approved measures to tighten Israeli control over the West Bank. The UN's political chief, Under Secretary Rosemary DiCarlo, gave an opening briefing saying this is a pivotal moment in the Middle East. She spoke first about the situation in Gaza.
Madam President, despite the ceasefire, Gaza is still not at peace. In recent weeks, the Israeli military intensified strikes across Gaza, hitting densely populated areas and killing dozens of Palestinians. Airstrikes were particularly heavy on 31 January and in early February. Armed exchanges between Palestinian armed groups and Israeli soldiers have also continued.
She also discussed conditions in the West Bank, where there has been a wave of violence, demolitions of homes, and displacement of Palestinian residents.
In the occupied West Bank, meanwhile, the situation is deteriorating rapidly. There, Israeli forces continued large-scale operations across the West Bank, frequently involving live fire and raising serious concerns about the use of lethal force. Widespread raids have been accompanied by home takeovers, mass detentions, movement restrictions, and repeated displacement of Palestinian families, particularly in the north.
She referred to confrontations between Palestinians and Israeli forces and recent government decisions on land registration in the area.
These developments unfolded alongside continued settlement expansion, rising settler violence, and accelerated demolitions and evictions in East Jerusalem. We are witnessing the gradual de facto annexation of the West Bank as unilateral Israeli steps steadily transform the landscape.
The U.S. representative touted the Board of Peace that is chaired by President Donald Trump. Palestine's permanent observer Riyad Mansour rejected annexation of the Palestinian territories, saying Israel's goal is to expel Palestinians and seize the land. He says Palestine belongs to the Palestinian people, it is not up for grabs, and it is not for sale. On the other hand, Israel's Minister for Foreign Affairs, Gideon Sa'ar, cited biblical history, asking how can Jewish presence in our ancient homeland violate international law?
Over 3,000 years ago, King David established Jerusalem as our capital. Jewish presence in the land of Israel, even throughout our long exile, has never ceased for even a day. In the history of nations and states, this is probably the clearest case of proven and documented historic rights of any nation to any land. Amazingly, there are so many powers trying to replace historical truth with modern lies. The truth is simple. We are the indigenous people in the land of Israel.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.